Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Going to be a busy day today. A lot going on, a lot of announcements out of Washington, and of course, we're all watching for this government shutdown, and yeah, that's exactly what we're waiting on here. We're waiting to see if the government's going to shut down. Democrats are blaming Republicans. Republicans are blaming Democrats. Who will the American people blame? That, of course, would be the question. But the president seems fine with it. He seems fine that the government shuts down. That's fine, but he also made it very clear today to the Democrats, if that happens, understand there are going to be serious consequences, some of which will be irreversible, meaning that we'll make cuts that we won't automatically reinstate. Because typically these shutdowns are a joke. You know what I mean? They're a joke. They do a shutdown and then they reopen up and it was like it was just a weekend. And it was like weekend at Bernie's. But this time they say if this happens, this is going to be the real deal. This will be the real deal. And yeah, it will have serious consequences. That would be great if that occurs. It'd be fantastic. Also, you might have heard earlier today there was a lockdown at Joint Base Dix McGuire Lakehurst. The all clear has been given. So it doesn't seem like there was anything there. But the news reports came out about that earlier today. But the all clear has been given. And there was, I guess, no active shooter from what we can ascertain, or at least what they're telling us. So if there's obviously any developments with that, we'll certainly give them to you as the time goes on today. And the New Jersey race is heating up in a big way. Now, the story that I've been telling you about, how Democrat candidate Mikey Sherrill, remember how she gave her kids the nominations to the military academies? As members of Congress, you have to go through a member of Congress to get a nomination in order to attend West Point or Annapolis or the Air Force Academy or the Merchant Marine Academy. You have to do those things. Well, turns out Mikey Sherrill gave two of them to her own children. And that's called nepotism. But nobody realized this because they had their dad's last name. They're still married, but she goes by Sherrill and he goes by something else. And the kids use daddy's name, obviously. So nobody really caught on to it until she was running for governor. But now that story's out there and it's finally getting legs. And interestingly enough, it was the kind of thing where I didn't want to mix apples and oranges yesterday. Not that they're really apples and oranges. It's all connected. But when I was talking about this yesterday in Fox News, I didn't want to make the point about, oh, and she also gave her kids nominations to the military academies, because that's also in and of itself bad. Because I think whenever politicians use their influence to help their own family members, it's nepotism. It stinks. But it was important for me yesterday to clarify this confusion over the Naval Academy records of Mikey Sherrill. She's still playing this victim card, calling for a criminal investigation into who leaked her military records, which have nothing to do with her records as an undergraduate at the United States Naval Academy, where she was involved in this cheating scandal. And is the cheating scandal because she didn't want to snitch on her friends, like she said, her fellow classmates, or is the cheating scandal that she was also cheating? That's the question. And the only way we're going to know that is if Mikey Sherrill, the Democrat candidate for governor of New Jersey, releases her academic and possible disciplinary records. Otherwise, It's going to be anybody's guess. She's hoping the story goes away, but the problem is the number one issue on everybody's minds right now is affordability. And that's a wide-ranging issue. Now, it's not as easy to just say affordability. There's a lot of factors that drive affordability. But one of the biggest things is energy and electricity prices, but not just electricity, because natural gas. You may heat your home with natural gas this winter. I do. You may heat your home with electric heat. You may heat. I don't know. But what I do know is no matter what, you're paying more. You're going to pay more. You're paying more now for air conditioning. And it's been hot the last couple of days. You've probably been running the AC. And yeah, you're paying more for that. Why? It's a variety of factors, but at the heart of it is that Phil Murphy, his royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, shut down all the energy-producing power plants in New Jersey. So now New Jersey has to bring in all its energy from out of state, and it's a complex process, but Jack Cittarelli has said he's going to start making sure that we are producing energy in New Jersey going forward, which is good. Mikey Sherrill's energy master plan. It's the same green news scam nonsense that we've heard a million times. And like I said yesterday, if you live at the shore, if you are in the... So you look at the map of New Jersey, and if you think of the New Jersey coastline, starting in Monmouth County and going all the way down to Cape May County, which is where we'll be on October 10th for our big rally. I'll be doing the show live that day outside, weather permitting, of course. Can't get the the equipment all wet, but weather permitting, assuming we can do it, we'll be outside. I think this will be a great day. October's usually pretty dry. And do a big rally for Jack Cittarelli. Have a lot of great speakers there. Scott Pressler and Paula Scanlon, a bunch of other great people are going to be there. Dom's going to be doing his show at Mulligan's in Wildwood. That rally in Cape May County is essential because if you look at the New Jersey coast, it's Republican-rich areas that underperformed for Jack in 2021. People just didn't turn out. They're going to turn out this time around. And they better, because if not, the New Jersey coast is going to be entirely dominated by massive wind turbines up and down the Jersey coast. And it is going to be ugly, and it is going to be really, really unproductive to solving our energy needs, because they don't work. So that's going to be a big issue going into this race, as we are now going into October. The final countdown is upon us. But like anything else in life, it's a matter of when people start dialing in and paying attention. Now, I live this stuff, obviously. I mean, my day today was comprised of just watching basically the president speak. I mean, he started speaking this morning with Pete Hegseth at the Pentagon, where they had all the generals in. This morning, and then a big announcement at the White House where they announced this deal with Pfizer to lower drug prices. It's been all day. It's been nonstop. But a lot of other people just go to their jobs and live their life and deal with their life outside of all this. And then at some point, they choose to dial in. Now, that's not to say people have not already started to dial in now. I think for the most part, people are definitely dialing in. But there's a whole segment of the population that they're going to start paying attention to this race now because it's in a couple weeks, and they might have their preconceived notions about this, but they just look at things differently than if you're driven by politics, if your job is to analyze it, if your job is to, or if you're just very passionate. I mean, you're probably listening to the show, I would imagine, because you're passionate about politics. If you're looking for sports commentary, you probably hit the wrong station by mistake. That's okay. Happy to have you. But I just don't want to keep you too long, because if you're hoping to get my take on how the Eagles are going to fare this weekend, I got nothing. I don't even know. Are we playing a game? I don't even know. I have no idea. We could have a bye week for all I know. That's what I mean. You're the wrong place. But at the same time, if you go over to the Whip and you're hoping for some hard-hitting political analysis, you're at the wrong station. I assume you're here because you want to know what's going on in the world of politics and current events. And that's when I can tell you no fat generals and the woman running for governor of New Jersey. Part of the reason why the recruitment numbers for the military are up, because two of her kids are going to service academies. And there's no charge to go to a service academy. You get to go for free. You serve your country, but you get to go for free. It's a nice gig if you can get it. That's why it's one of the most competitive things to get, which is a congressional nomination to attend a United States service academy. It is one of the most sought at, because, look, if you're interested in going into the military, you're going to get one of the best educations out there. You're also, if you love football, you're going to get to go to all the Army Navy games. There's that. And you're not going to graduate with debt. You're going to graduate as an officer. You're going to go and serve your country, and it's a great gig. And I know people that I remember in high school, a buddy of mine, his dream was to go to Annapolis. He wanted to go to Annapolis so bad, and he had straight A's, community involvement, everything. Still didn't get into Annapolis. Wound up going to a great school and had an amazing career in the United States Navy. But his dream was to go to Annapolis. There's a lot of people like that. So then you find out, okay, it's my son, my daughter, it's their dream to go to the military academy. They want to go to West Point. And they're working really hard to get that congressional nomination. They're a member of Congress. Sends out a big fancy press release saying, oh, a couple kids in our town got it. Wow. Look, two kids in our town got the nominations to go to the academy. And they turn out to be not just kids in your town, kids in your house, because they're your kids. See what I mean? Kind of like having a crackhead son. And you're vice president, and you're doing all these deals for America, and your crackhead son gets all these lucrative contracts, and you go, well, that doesn't seem very fair. You know, my idiot crackhead son, like everybody else, just has to deal with rehab and everything. But your idiot crackhead son winds up getting major, major consulting contracts. Still an idiot crackhead son, but just now a multimillionaire. That's called nepotism. That's called favorability. And people hate that. They really do. They hate that. It's one thing for a politician to be corrupt. It's another thing for a politician to be corrupt, enrich their family, and do it all on the backs of the taxpayers while they scream about raising taxes. And that's what Mikey Sherrill's doing. They asked her the question of the debate, would you raise sales taxes? And she says, I won't rule it out. Won't rule out raising the sales tax? 7% is not enough for you to steal my money? And the state, think about this. The sales tax is one of those taxes that really burns me to the core. Because the state has had no involvement in this transaction whatsoever. I go into a store, I buy something, the state has nothing to do with it. Now, of course, if you're Barack Obama, I didn't build that road, I didn't build that whatever, you know, I didn't build all that other nonsense. But let's understand something. You're paying a whole lot of other taxes to make sure that the roads get built and that it's safe. And so you got enough. Now I go and I buy something, I got to give the state a VIG. The state's got to wet their beak. That's why Delaware's got it nice. No sales tax. That's nice. I like that. That's fair. Why should the state get a cut? Why should the state get a cut between a transaction between two consenting adults? Or even if a kid goes in and buys something, state still gets their cut. It's ridiculous. So Jack has said we're not going to raise the sales tax. He's ruled that out. Mikey Sherrill, not so much. She said, I'm not ruling. Everything's on the table. Everything's on the table? So I might be paying more is what you're saying. Yes. The answer to that is yes. Okay, well, taxes are the number one issue. And it's not just taxes, it's affordability, it's all of these things combined, it's all of these things converging at once at a time when people are saying, enough is enough, stop it already, stop. I'm getting killed, I'm getting hammered. So I think this race is going to be, it's already heating up. I mean, Jack was on with Martha McCallum today, he was on Fox News last night. Fox News is all over this race. They are definitely dialing in. They were not dialing in 2021. They are dialing in now. And that's good. Because the target audience are Republican vote. Actually, it's MAGA voters. To be totally honest with you, it's MAGA voters. And that's why we're doing this rally on October 10th. Because there are voters who vote for Trump and then just don't vote for anybody else. They don't like a lot of Republicans. They like Trump. They don't like a lot of conservatives. They like Trump. But you got to get them engaged. And whether they love Jack or they think Jack's okay or they it's not the point. This will be a reflection on Trump. I guarantee you this. If Mikey Sherrill wins the governor's race, God help us. On her victory speech that night, she will hammer Donald Trump. Every Democrat is making their race about Trump, whether it's Mikey Sherrill in New Jersey, or it's Zoran Mankami in New York. It's all, they're all making it about Trump. They want their races to be a referendum on Trump. They don't want it to be about their ideas, so that's what they're doing. So if Mamdani wins, and now it turns out the guy who's been Curtis Sliwa's big benefactor, John Katsimides, he's the grocery store mogul. He also happens to own WABC in New York. Legendary radio station. One of the absolute best in America. WABC, where Rush Limbaugh got his big start, really, in the New York area, where Sean Hannity at one point was the local afternoon drive guy. John Katsimides owns that station, bought it for, I think, $12.5 million or something, got it for a steal. And Curtis has had a show on that station. And Katz is now coming out and saying to Curtis, go have your fun, try this for a couple weeks, but if it doesn't work and you're not going to win, the polls don't change, you should get out so that we have a chance of stopping Mamdani. But I don't even know if that's going to work at this point. I don't know if anything's really going to stop him. But let's assume, for the sake of argument, he wins. His entire speech will be taking on Donald Trump. He'll vow as mayor of New York City that New York will be a Trump-free zone, blah, blah, blah. Mikey Sherrill will say New Jersey's going to be a Trump-free zone, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be the same thing. All gearing up towards midterm elections. Now, if the Republican winds up winning in Jersey, I mean, if Jack wins and Jack's got a legitimate chance, the polls are tied. New York City, the polls are not tied. Not even close. Jack wins, and then the media is going to write a very different story. Well, Mikey Sherrill tried to make this race about Donald Trump, and Jack won, and now heading into midterm elections, what does this mean? And all the analysis is going to be that Democrats and their opposition to Trump, it's not working for them. They got to actually come up with ideas. They got to actually come up with positions. They can't just be obstacles. They can't just try to stand in the way and scream about their Trump derangement syndrome. They can't just go on podcasts like Rosie O'Donnell and cry and whine. They got to do other things. And they may not want to hear that. Now, if I'm a betting man right now, I'm betting on the Democrats winning Virginia and New York City and the Republican Jack Cittarelli winning New Jersey. That's as of right now. I may change my mind on these things. This is not a hard, firm prediction. I'm saying if the election's held today, but it's not held today, although early voting is going on right now, but we still have a month to go. And a lot can change. In politics, it's a million years. It's a million years. Although the time frame has changed drastically, considering that in a couple weeks, early in-person voting will begin. So people are making their minds up. People are getting activated. And now it's a matter of getting turnout. I said this before, and I'll say it again. Whoever wins the New Jersey governor's race is going to be about turnout. That's what it's going to come down to. Jack wins if Republicans turn out, and he doesn't if they don't, because New Jersey Democrats outrank Republicans by 800,000 to one. And look, I know that the early mail-in voting returns are not, it's nothing to write home about for Republicans, but there's still a reluctance of Republicans to still vote by mail and to still vote this early by mail. Look, I'll be honest with you, as engaged as I am, I didn't know early mail voting was happening. I didn't. I'm as plugged in as anybody, and I didn't know that. So I'm not going to use that as really the litmus test on how Cittarelli's doing. That said, the RNC and the state Republican Party have to step up and start getting people out there early, because if everybody's just waiting till Election Day again, we're going to have a problem. You don't know what's going to happen. I mean, let's not forget something. Superstorm Sandy happened election weekend. In 2012, Superstorm Sandy happened election weekend. That was the infamous Chris Christie moment on the beach with Barack Obama, or moment on the wherever that moment happened. That was hard to believe. One of the worst storms in the country's history, election day weekend. So if your home was underwater in Lavalette or one of the many other places in New Jersey where that storm just clobbered you, you weren't getting out to vote. Now, there was no governor's race that year. There was a presidential election, and New Jersey was going to go blue. So it wasn't, from an electoral standpoint, the end of the world. But that's why you just can't wait on these things. Can't wait. And they're talking about another hurricane potentially brewing off the coast. Who knows what's going to happen? So they got to start banking those votes, and they got to start banking those votes early and fast. And you need to get your tickets to come see Politics and Pints with Jack Carr. That is October 13th, 2 weeks from yesterday. Before you know it, it'll be here. Navy SEAL Jack Carr, a man who's not fat and probably does not want to see a fat general any more than you do or Pete Hegseth does. And he'll join us for our Politics and Pints at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College, Monday, October 13th, 7 p.m. All right? So make sure you get your tickets now by going to 1210WPHC.com. Do that now and join us for that. It's going to be a great time. The Zlock Performing Arts Center, Politics and Pints with my man Jack Carr, Navy SEAL, and his Cry Havoc tour in full swing. We got a lot to get to. I'll tell you what the Secretary of War and the President said today. We'll tell you about the deal they struck with Pfizer today regarding prescription drug prices. So much to get to. We're just getting warmed up. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sorry, I was spending most of my time during the break trying to download the C word with Lena Dunham. But, anyway, welcome back. Glad you're here. It's great to have you. The C word with Lena Dunham, that's a thing. That's actually a thing. That's a thing. Yeah. I actually Googled it during the break. And it's an Odyssey podcast, so the C word. It'll be released on all podcast platforms. You no longer have to pay for it. Used to be behind a pay word. I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong here. Maybe this audience, maybe not the target demo for the C word with Lena Dunham. I could be wrong. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. Radio broadcast and podcast company Odyssey inked a deal with Dunham and her co-host Alyssa Bennett to handle sales and distribution for the C word. The first three episodes will be re-released on all podcast platforms, but only the first three. Then you're going to have to wait like everybody else. It's described as an in-depth exploration of culture's most discussed women, their lives, legacies, and why society is so hell-bent on labeling them crazy. Dunham and Bennett discuss a wide range of figures on the show, including Lindsay Lohan, Judy Garland, Mariah Carey, Winona Ryder, astronaut Lisa Novak, wrestler Chyna, and journalist Janet Crook. And I'll read you the quote from the company, Odyssey, of which, in full disclaimer, I currently work for, although may not after the end of the show, who knows. Lena and Alyssa's fearless and funny storytelling make the C word as great today as when they first created it, and we couldn't be more excited to bring this show to a broader audience and offer advertisers the opportunity to align with their iconic voices. This partnership underscores Odyssey's continued investment in premium podcasts and our ability to amplify distinctive creator-led storytelling through scalable ad-supported distribution. I don't know what any of that means. That's all corporate-ese. I don't speak corporate. I have no idea what that means. I literally have no idea. Scalable, I don't even know what that means. I know what it means when I'm playing with my kids. I know that scalable. I don't know. Corporate America's got a lot of funny words, though. And I don't care to learn them. If I wanted to learn them, I would have went into corporate America. I didn't. Made that choice a long time ago. And not a day goes by that I regret it, because you literally have to speak a different language. If you do work in corporate America, though, you probably know what scalable means. Feel free to send me a note and let me know. They just don't speak English in corporate America. They really don't. It's funny. Well, amplify distinctive creator-led storytelling through scalable ad-supported distribution. I feel like there might have been an easier way to say that. But anyway, I digress. The point is that you can also listen to this podcast whenever you like as well. And it is also scalable. You can scale it to whatever size you like. Oh, speaking of scalable, did you know that yesterday was the anniversary of Super Mario Brothers? I say that because Mario and Luigi would shrink, you know, they would shrink down. And they would do that if, you know, you got hit by something. Then you power up. They would scale up. See, in my mind, when I hear scalable, that's what I think. I think of Super Mario Brothers. Yeah. Do, you know what I'm saying? Like, but they had the anniversary. We have the audio of that, actually, of a little bit of the anniversary of Super Mario Brothers. I was obsessed with that game as a kid. Obsessed. I had to rescue Princess Peach. It was my every waking desire to save her from Donkey Kong. In all forms of Mario Brothers, by the way. I want to make that point very, very clear. In all various capacities of Donkey Kong stealing her away, I was on a quest to find her. And I did. I conquered that game, and then they just kept making more and more, and then shows and movies, and they're still going. And my son plays Super Mario Brothers or whatever iteration now exists on the Xbox. But the Nintendo creators celebrated Super Mario's 40th birthday. This is Cut 32 from Fox News. I was so busy yesterday, caught up with my own scalable Fox News appearance yesterday. Scalable meaning that we scaled it to fit into the Instagram box and TikTok, and I scaled it, I think, 4:3, maybe it would be the scale. I'm not sure. I don't know how any of that works. But anyway, I was so into my own scalability yesterday. I didn't think about Super Mario Brothers. But this is from yesterday, Cut 32, please.
Break out the birthday candles. Nintendo is throwing a party for America's favorite video game plumber. Super Mario is now middle-aged. The character turns 40 years old this month. Although some purists out there say he's even older since previous iterations precede his expedition and resettlement into the Mushroom Kingdom. First shown in 1981's Donkey Kong, then known as Jumpman, Mario became Super in 1985 on the Nintendo Entertainment System. And since then, he's never looked back, spawning a live-action movie in 1993 Woo-hoo! And a blockbuster animated film in 2023. Nintendo is marking the birthday by announcing re-releases of both Super Mario Galaxy games and a new movie based on that series, too. Mexico! Nintendo will also sponsor the Kyoto Marathon in 2026, with Mario himself present to cheer on the attendees. Speaking of Japan, at the Nintendo Museum there, attendees will receive special 40th anniversary themed tickets, available until September of next year. And a special light display will start in December of 2025. And the party doesn't stop there. We're also waiting on updates to Super Mario Bros. Wonder, a new Yoshi-themed game, and some new physical items, like amiibos revolving around the Mario franchise.
Good. I like it. Hey, Matt DeSantis, you're a Harvard-educated elitist. What the hell does scalable mean? DeSantis.
Phrase that's everywhere all of a sudden.
What does it mean?
I have no idea. I think it's just like pretentious lingo that the marketing department likes to throw out. I don't think it means anything. I think it just looks good on a sheet of paper, so they put it there.
So that's just it. They just throw a word out there for the sake of throwing a word out there. They go, we have a fully scalable podcast.
Yeah, it looks good. And people will say, ooh, scalable. That sounds impressive. Yeah, ooh, ooh. It's scalable. This
oh,
is
you
good.
Didn't tell me it was scalable. I didn't know Lena Dunham was scalable. Now that I know, first of all, I don't think anyone can scale her, just for the record. Nor would they want to, but I also think of scalability as something around Tetris. Scaling the blocks?
Yeah. I love Tetris. I haven't played that in ages.
This dumbest... I mean, I know nobody from corporate listens. The person who wrote this obviously has a lot of hyphens in her name, but I don't know. I feel like we should take another one of those corporate tests on what does scalability mean in education. They have us do.
Don't give them any ideas. I hate those tests. It's always a waste of an hour. And I think I have one that's due. I've just been ignoring it. Some of them we don't actually have to take. I don't know if you've noticed, but if you just ignore the emails, they eventually go away. There are others that if you don't take, HR will send you an email. And then obviously that one, I guess, is important and you have to sit through it. But I'm hoping the ones they've been bombarding me with are not ones that I actually have to watch.
Just so you know, I ignore every email that I get, and the only time I ever pay attention is when Greg Stocker sends me a text and says, you need to check your email and do this course. It's now 180 days over. That's it.
I know, because I'm always like CC'd on that email or text chain because I haven't done the course yet either. Again, yeah. Most of them you don't actually have to watch. There are only a few that they are adamant that you sit through.
Well, the one on scalability, I hope it's to scale.
That
I hope
important.
I can scale it yeah. to be able to scale my scalability scale.
I don't know what you just said, but it sounded impressive to me.
I think that's part of the game of being in corporate America. You just say utter nonsense. It's kind of like when George Costanza was working and nobody knew what he did all day. And he just ran around and nobody had any clue what he did. I think that's what most people in corporate America do. They just come up with big words, and then everybody else just doesn't want to feel stupid around them. So they go, oh, that makes sense. You got a scalable podcast. Great. And then they look at each other, and then they just go back to their cubicles. I guess. I think that's what it is. I think it's what it comes down to.
I think most of their day, yeah, is spent just creating these buzzwords like scalability. Yeah.
Well, that's why Wilfred Riley is now, with his new company, is going to go into corporate America and have them un-DEI everything, which I think is a brilliant plan. Because for years, corporate America just doubled down on woke DEI nonsense and courses that made us all not talk to each other and made walking around every single company in America, you're walking on eggshells. And I'm pretty sure now, as they work to undo that, from the Pentagon on down, it's just going to be a gigantic sigh of relief. Like, who in their right mind is going to go, God, I really miss the days of woke DEI in my office? No one. Not a person. Not no one. Oh, look, Jack Cittarelli's on Fox News right now with Martha McCallum. Excellent. And he's saying what I said. Release the disciplinary records as to whether she was punished by the Naval Academy. Like, the people of New Jersey deserve that information. Excellent. Good. Fantastic. Good. Yeah, Jack's campaign yesterday sent around an email. And you know what that email was entitled, Matt DeSantis?
Well, what was that?
Oh, I didn't send it to you?
No, I do know the email you're talking about. I think you did send it to me.
Well, it was actually Kellyanne Conway's super PAC supporting Jack Cittarelli. They are the ones who sent it around yesterday. But the subject of the email, which was the greatest email subject in the history of emails... that I've ever seen.
It's pretty flattering.
This was the subject. Zioli explains it all. Boom. That's it.
That's a good podcast title. It's not as good as Lena Dunham's, but it's solid.
Not as good as the C word. It's the E word. Now scalable. My podcast is going to be called E word. I explain it all. Explain it. In a fully... Wait, I got to go to the quote. Where's the quote? I lost it. In a fully scalable platform manner. So, Zioli explains it all. Greatest email subject. I didn't even write that. They wrote it. Zeoli explains it all. The greatest, and this is what they sent out. I just wanted to spotlight Rich Zeoli's interview today on Fox News, where he calmly, clearly, and concisely broke down the Cheryl Records saga. First of all, no one has ever used the words calmly, clearly, and concisely describing me in a sentence at the same time in the history of my life. This is a major turning point. Maybe, in fact, my podcast will also be the C word, because I'm calm, clear, and concise. So I'll have the C word, and I'll compete with Lena Dunham's C word. How about that? How do you like that? And we'll see who's more scalable. Let's do this.
You do have big podcast numbers. It's possible that you somehow beat the C word.
My C word beats her C word.
She's pretty scalable, though. So I don't know. I don't want to place a wager on it, but I think you'll hold your own.
Calm, clear, and concise. It's the C word with me.
I can't tell if this is the best segment of the week or the worst.
Probably both.
Yeah.
Very possible. Two things can be true at the same time. Could be the best and the worst.
It's up for
converging. Worlds are colliding. Dogs and cats subjective. Living together. Scalable podcasts living together.
I got a podcast title, though.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And it's scalable. Sorry, I can't beat this to death now. All right, I got the D word podcast.
No.
Oh, I see what you did there, Lena. You did a play on the C word. Get it? Because it's crazy, but we all thought you meant the other C word. Oh, wow. That is so rich and creative. Man, I hope it's scalable. I am so glad the geniuses in our marketing department are all over this, because my D-bag word, which means disposable bag, is the name of my podcast. But you thought it meant something else, didn't you? My podcast will look at the biggest D-bags in history. Plastic. Paper. Recycled. Styrofoam? Yeah. And I'm a D-bag podcast every week. We'll take a look at why laws against you being given D-bags, crafted by D-bags, is such an absolute disaster for everybody. And how D-bags need to stop making stupid laws like the D-bag law, which says you can't use a D-bag when you go to the grocery store. So now you have to buy a D-bag, which, by the way, takes about 30 years to actually decompose, versus a simple paper bag, which you could, you know, just, I don't know, burn in your fireplace. But D-bag's gonna D-bag, am I right? Huh? Welcome to the D-bag revolution. Fully scalable. And available on all your favorite podcast platforms. So don't be a D-bag. Download the D-bag today. It's brilliant. Brilliant. Are we still on, or did they flip us over to some sort of a Latin folk station by now? Or are they playing a repeat of the high school football game from Friday night? That's fully possible, too. Let me take a quick break and tell you the big story of the hour is brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, a great guy, a great friend, and the master of implant dentistry, the guy who I turn to for my smile, and the guy that you should turn to for your smile as well, because he is the absolute best of the best. And I want to tell you about my great friends at Bob's Little Sports Shop, and I love the fact, and I'm honored that Bob's supports this show. And they stand for the Second Amendment, and they stand for our freedom, and they stand for America. And I love Bob's Little Sports Shop. And I've always wanted them to be part of this show. And the fact that they are now means everything to me. It really does. And they have a great event coming up October 12th. So they're going to have their next co-ed shoot on October 12th. It's perfect for beginners or experienced shooters. It's a fun, supportive way to learn or sharpen your skills. Bob's instructors are certified NRA and range safety officers, and they also offer renewal certifications. So you can always make sure that your license is current. Now, at these events, it's important to note, no alcohol or drugs permitted on premises. But if you do attend an event, like the co-ed shooting event, you don't need a firearms ID card and no experience is required. In fact, they want you to come and learn. That's what Bob's Little Sport Shop's all about, teaching you to be a responsible firearms owner. And they also have a handgun cleaning class you can sign up for. It is manufacturer specific, just $35. But spots are extremely limited, so you need to go to bobslittlesportshop.com and sign up today. They're right in Glassboro, which is in Gloucester County. You've probably driven by the exit for it a million times on your way to the shore. Great spot. 60 years in business. Family owned. Great. The best selection of firearms you could find. Great people, knowledgeable, and they'll help you become a responsible gun owner. And I think you should be, because I think it's important for everybody to be. So go to bobslittlesportshop.com, get all the details, sign up for their next co-ed shooting event, October 12th. It is perfect for you as a beginner, or if you're experienced and you want to have some fun, you could bring somebody along too. bobslittlesportshop.com. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, we got a lot of audio for you today from the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, and the President. We got this deal with Pfizer, what that's going to mean for drug prices. So we got all that going on, which we're going to get into as the show goes on. And we have a guest coming up as well, which will help make sense of all this for us, because we like to try to make sense for things for you as much as we possibly can. That's what we strive to do on this show. Sometimes we actually do achieve it. But we are going to talk to a gentleman from the Heritage Foundation on what exactly the Secretary of War and the Commander-in-Chief were outlining today and why it matters. Why it matters for America being a fighting force and why it matters for deterrence. Because none of us want war, but what we all want is to make sure that if we ever have to go to war, we win. And there's peace through strength, and then there's also making sure that if we ever do have to fight, that it's not even a question. We just crush it. One of those guys who could crush it is Jack Carr, former Navy SEAL. I want you to get your tickets to see him October 13th. It's Monday, Columbus Day. We'll be at the Bucks County Community College, Locke Performing Arts Center, Politics and Pints, 7 p.m. Jack and I are going to have a great conversation. Me and Jack, I'm not sure, I got to ask Dawn about that one, the grammar, but it doesn't matter. We'll have a great time, great conversation, cash bar. We'll talk about all these things, including our troop readiness and what it means to be the War Department versus the Defense Department. We'll talk about his new book, Cry Havoc, his Amazon Prime specials. He's just killing it. He's crushing it, and he's a great guy. So you definitely want to join us for that important conversation about all things in the world, because there's a lot that Jack has thoughts on involving the Constitution and our military and freedom. And it's always a fun. And he loves taking questions, from the audience. So come with questions, but get your tickets. 1210WPHT.com, Politics and Pints. Quick break, coming right back. We'll talk about what the Secretary of War said, how we can make sure we are fully ready. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.